always gotta keep my praise unique. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabakta, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabakta, we yada da, we yada da.
Yo, 1-2-1-2, what it do? I had to steal that from DJ Delight. He was on the show last week, man. It was a great show. Man, I had a great time with him, man. But you know what? It's a new day. And first off, we got to give praise to the King. You know how we do it. We yada the King, and his name is none other than Jesus Christ. For all those that may not know who I am, I'm Don Christian. You are tuned in to the Yada the King Radio Network. I'm feeling good. I got a brand new haircut. We're going to have the first R&B artist to be interviewed on Yada Da King Radio, man. And it's been a while. So we're going to have Michelle Bonilla. She's going to be on the show with us in just a minute. Man, we've been chopping it up. She's just telling me about Uganda, her getting back from Uganda like literally a few minutes before she got on with me. You know what I'm saying? So, man, that's a trooper. She didn't have to get on the show. She could have said, Yada Da King Radio, we love you, but, you know, my bed is calling me. So we praying that she'll stay up with us a little bit. You know, we're going to get it in, chop it up, ask your questions. You know how we do it. Hey, everybody in the internet world, feel free to join us at yadadaking.com. Click live radio. Also, you can catch us on livestream.com/yadadaking. Man, we're just excited about what God is doing in our lives, and we're just going to continue to move forward in Christ. And this is what I'm going to say. We have a new topic today. Shout out to the homie Young Rebel. He actually texted me, you know what I'm saying? He was like, yo, can we talk about depression? You know, he said he's going through a situation in his family, and he's kind of feeling depressed, man. And I was like, man, dude, I'm going to hold you down. We're going to talk about that, because our topics are not just topics to talk about, but I'm praying that every topic that we speak on would impact people's lives. And I know Michelle Bonilla is going to come and bring that word, that fire, you know, that's stored up in her, man. And I'm just excited about what God is doing. So, hey, if you got a topic, you want us to chop it up on that topic, give us a call at 425-243-4285. Email me at yadadaking@gmail.com, or you can go to our website, yadadaking.com, click contact and say, hey, I want to talk about this, and we'll talk about it. And also, if you got prayer requests, we'll pray for those as well, man. That's, we're just here to really impact the world for Christ. I got this new song from Rain featuring DMob called My Bible, and you know we packing my Bible.
Come on, you ready to go?
Yeah, I'm ready to go, but we can't leave that Bible. Let's get that.
I got him. Let me get my Bible. Okay, let's go.
I like the way that it feels. I'm liking what I hear when it gets in my ear. I'm liking the fact it cleanses me as if I was a colon, and the fact that it enlightens me when I ain't really knowing. I like the fact it slows me down when I'm going too fast. I like the fact it speeds me up when I'm sitting here dragging. I like the fact when I'm in need, it gives me everything, even if it's just the direction to where I need to be. I like the fact it's always available, right in my reach, and every question that I've ever had, it's answered for me. And if somehow I get lost and I'm stuck on repeat, it doesn't matter, doesn't judge, it's always patient with me. I like the fact it's willing to travel, ready at any time, and the fact it is bilingual, can speak to all kinds. I like the fact it is my blueprint, tools for survival. It is the word of God, and yes, it is my Bible.
As I wake up every morning for the sunrise, I thank the Almighty for letting me open my eyes. Then I dive into that book to spread the truth from the lies. I keep his word up in my heart and right on my
hey,
side.
Hey, what you talking about?
I'm talking about my B-I-B-L-E.
Say, what you talking about?
I'm talking about my B-I-B-L-E.
Hey, what you talking about?
I'm talking about my B-I-B-L-E.
Ghost first.
letters. My basic instructions were folded in
herbs. I like the fact it speaks to me about the days of my life, but it also shares the times of people's lives that's just like mine. It will go further and uncover those things that aren't right. And when you can't relate, it's no mistake, it will blow your mind. You try to hide it and deny it, but it's right on the page. You try to flip it real quick, but yeah, it's been there for days. I like the fact that it's real, no matter how you feel. It is not swayed by opinion, does not change with the years. It has no respect of person, it is perfect, it is flawless. It don't matter what you say, I double check with it regardless. And if it goes down, I keep it by my side. And I got 66 to shoot with, girl, been trained, I'm quick to fire. And yes, I hold it tight, and yes, I keep it close. But if it is not with me, I remember what it told. I love my neighbor as myself, yes, praying for my enemy. It is the word of God, and yes, it is all I really need.
As I wake up every morning for the sunrise, I thank the Almighty for letting me open my eyes. Then I dive into that book to spread the truth from the lies. I keep his word up in my heart and right on my
hey,
side.
Hey, what you talking about?
I'm talking about my B-I-B-L-E.
What you talking about?
I'm talking about my B-I-B-L-E.
Hey, what you talking about?
I'm talking about my B-I-B-L-E. Ghost first, huh? Basic instructions before we come.
Most about the word in my palm. I don't have to wait to get to heaven to get closer to God. If I'm hungry, then it feeds me. I be greedy when I'm eating, and it's cause I be desiring it more than I be needing. It's realer than a Christian, so forgiving, so appealing, filled with words of wisdom, willing to give them if I get in it. It does not hold a secret. Matter of fact, tell me who spoke it. Unlike human, tells me in the context they were speaking from you. Don't have to like it, you don't even have to buy it. If you're in my presence, it's involuntary. You gon' try it, cause yes, I'ma speak it, and I see your ears peeping, telling the spirit within you, yeah, that's what I'm really needing. I'ma think it, I'ma speak it, I'ma breathe it, I'ma be it. Matter of fact, I even leak it, signed up and got me completed. And whether reading or in my CD player, got it beating. From Genesis to Revelation, the Bible's all I'm needing.
Yeah. As I wake up every morning for the sunrise, I thank the Almighty for letting me open my eyes. Then I dive into that book to spread the truth from the lies.
Right.
I keep his word up in my heart and right on my side.
Hey.
I'm talking about my B-I-B-L-E.
Hey, what you talking about?
I'm talking about my B-I-B-L-E.
Hey, what you talking about?
I'm talking about my B-I-B-L-E. Comes first, my basic instructions before even early.
Christian, but don't let that deceive you, cause once you mess up, you can't press redo. I know you don't wanna do it, I believe you. I know why y'all keep falling, it's so see-through. It's not cause you don't love God or cause you really ain't saved, but flesh plays a big role in how we behave. So that's why Jesus said, watch and pray, cause if you enter temptation, it's harder to obey. We pray, but we don't watch out for the traps. Instead of being proactive, we try to react, overestimating ourselves when we're really weak. Either avoid sin or gotta run like street. Don't sit back, bro, at the show. You know what the back do. Avoid privacy, don't even let her use the bathroom at your APT. This ain't the ACT, this ain't a test, it's a trap. Stop mistaking.
The recipe for disaster, smell fate in the air. Your hands locked around her waist as you stare. Her lip gloss popping out of baits in the snare. It's a rap, little homie, it's a trap, little homie. Better check, heed this warning and avoid the regret. You gon' meet in the morning, cause yo, it's a trap.
It's a trap,
it's a trap.
No,
it's a trap.
It's a trap,
it's a trap,
it's a trap.
Short skirt with a smirk, she a flirt,
yeah.
Make all the fellas at work go berserk,
yeah.
Tight shirt, put the boys on alert, and know you go to church to make matters look worse. She let la Beyonce and got a fiance. Don't even try play, you know what's grande. She walked by your cubicle more than usual. She not stupid, so she know what she doing, bro. You peeped it, she down for the two of y'all creeping, but she trying to see if you would keep it. I leak it back to her friends and her man. She know you got a fam and a band on your hand. All of my real men and God know this is the realest verse I ever wrote. Temptations calling, I know she flying, she seem like a catch. But bro, you can't fall for that, cause it's a trap. It's
the recipe for disaster, smell fate in the air. Your hands locked around her waist as you stare. Her lip gloss popping out of beats in the snare. It's a rap, little homie, it's a trap, little homie. Better check, heed this warning and avoid the regret. You gon' meet in the morning, cause yo, it's a trap.
It's a trap,
it's a trap,
it's a trap.
No, it's a trap,
it's a trap,
it's a trap,
it's a trap.
Hey man, hold up, hold up, hold up.
Rick D.
Erica Kumba.
Y'all trying to make it seem like it's always the ladies.
Yeah.
But you know it'd be the fellas too, right?
Okay, okay.
Uh-huh, yeah, let me talk about it right quick.
Alright,
here we go. He see a little shorty looking cute walking by. She got low self-esteem, he can see it in her eyes. He calls her over to him, say she cute and she fly. And he's off telling lies with one thing on his mind. She say she a Christian and she like to keep it clean. He say, I respect that, yo, we ain't got a creep. Let's see, you a good girl so we could do other things. You can have what you want, let me treat you like a queen. He takes her out, buys her things, gives her the world. Yeah, he knows how to make her think that she's the only girl. She don't realize that he's done this before. She tryna look for love but she went through the wrong door. He ain't the one for you, won't you wait for a king who will love you like God and see you virtuously. Dude gave her everything but it wasn't for free. Sad to say, she paid for it with a virginity. Recipe for disaster, smell fate in the air. His hands locked around your waist as you stare. Six pack popping out of baits in the snare. It's a rap, little mama, it's a trap, little mama. Better jet and heed this warning and avoid the regret. You gon' meet in the morning. Cause yo, it's a trap. It's a trap. You know it's a trap. It's a trap. It's a trap.
Kingdom City Records present Dre Senior, The Maturation. Available at DreSeniorMusic.com.
To confront the heart issues of every man and woman. You think of
dropping November 9th to KingdomCityRecords.com and iTunes.
I'm proceeding with caution, cause in this world we need to be cautious. Seems like they're making the effort.
Featuring Tadashi, Pro, R. Swift, One Life, Sauce Remix, and Pastor 83. Dre Senior, November 9th.
The Maturation.
Trials in life, hard times, and confusion, they last only a season.
The favor of God, though, is a lifetime.
MyJoyInTheMorning.wordpress.com
has a daily devotional.
Joy comes as you awaken and seek God.
Visit today, giving God just seconds of your morning,
so He can open up hours of your day.
Also available is our 31-day devotional.
Sow into a ministry that sows into your life.
Visit
MyJoyInTheMorning.wordpress.com and hear from God today.
Prince of Peace Productions presents
Detroit's very own
Only One Way
with their hit leading single,
I Get It In.
You gotta get it in like the letter at the end.
Consecrate, fast, pray, worship God.
Only One Way breakthrough.
The CD also includes hits like
Ready for Whatever.
Ready. Breakthrough is a powerful CD for today's generation. You can go pick that up on iTunes.
OneWMusic.com.
Breakthrough. Get yours today.
That song is from Rick D featuring K-Drama, Cambino, and Erica Kumba called It's a Trap. You know, and watch out for that trap. But we have somebody that has escaped the trap that the devil has for so many of us. Her name is Michelle Bonilla, and she's going to tell us her testimony. Is that cool, Miss Michelle? Can you tell them where God brought you from and how God is continuing to build you as a woman of God?
Oh, yeah, man, absolutely. That's one of the reasons why I think I'm doing what I'm doing, because I'm on the grand scheme of things, I'm hugely grateful and
yes,
truly humbled by what God has done for me. I know I didn't have to be here, and I say that with all sincerity of heart, because I you know, as someone who dealt with self-image issues, major, to the point where, like, you know, I even dealt with anorexia for a couple of years in my teenage years, and I had my father, who was he's a good man. I love him, and I would never, you know, belittle him. I think that's something that we lack sometimes in our generation, where this sort of respect for our parents. I think we should keep that. Look, your parents may not be the greatest, if you will. You know, I don't know everyone's story, but I know for my story, my father had a crazy past, tumultuous. It was deep. You know, and for a lot of reasons, I didn't know why he walked away from the things of Christ, but he did, and he fell back into drugs and alcohol, and this was the drama that basically my whole family had to deal with. So for a lot of years, from the time I was 12 till about the time I moved out of my house to work with Rock Soul, it was really, really rough with
ADD. Can I keep it real?
And I think because of all of that craziness, there were just things that I felt like, you know how, like, you want to have some sort of control somewhere in life, and everything in my life was seemingly so out of control.
Yeah.
I think that when they, I always think about this and I go, God, how did this happen? But when I look back at my life, you know, I wanted so badly to fit in. I felt like I stuck out because I took a stand for Jesus. When all the girls in my school were having sex early, I wasn't. When they would ask me, you know, why aren't you? And I would say, because I'm a Christian, because I believe I'm supposed to wait for my husband, because this is what God said.
Yeah.
And they would look at me and go, God, what are you talking about? You know, so, you know, eventually I joined the cheerleading squad because I wanted to fit in, and I got in. I don't know how I got in, but I got in because I feel like I was the most awkward. I don't know. I look back and I think I was the most awkward teenager ever. I was like an A student, but, you know, one of those kids that, like, you want to fit in so bad, you're willing to, like, conceal the fact that you're really smart or you don't want anybody to know.
Right.
So like, oh no, I'm cool, I'm chill, you know, but really I just couldn't, I couldn't fit in, and I tried. So I was like, well, maybe I'll join the cheerleading squad, and when I did, I got in, and I don't know how, and I'm sitting here going, God, this is great, I'm getting all the attention I ever wanted, and things are so bad at home. It just kind of felt great to be away from home. So anything I could do away from home, that's what I was doing. I was in church 5 days a week.
Wow.
At youth group, worship, prayer, whatever I could do to be away. I just knew that I needed to be in the house of God. Now, mind you, I'm young and I'm not understanding fully who Jesus is. I'm busy doing things for God, but I have all this stuff going on at home. My dad's tripping, you know, on drugs and alcohol. There's a lot of fighting going on at home. There's a lot of chaos. I don't like myself because I'm sort of looking at myself thinking I need to be either, I don't know, I wish I had straighter hair, lighter skin, maybe people would appreciate me more. Maybe I had a terrible complex of myself, and this is going on while, like, I'm growing up. And I know there's a lot of girls out there who look in the mirror and at times wish they had lighter skin, or wish they had darker skin, or wish they had straight hair or curly hair, wish that they had everything that they don't have. But I'm here to tell you that, you know, everything that you think that you need to be is a lie from the pit of hell. God made you beautifully and wonderfully. And wonderfully means fearfully. It means that he took his time when he crafted you. The Bible says that, you know, he knew you before you were even conceived in your mother's womb. I mean, that's deep. That's like from the foundations of the earth. God knew us. You know, he knew you when you were, you know, before you were even thought of, he knew you. You know, and it's just like, wow, that's deep to me. And those truths, I don't think I understood at that moment, at those, you know, in those early years of my teenage life. So when my friends and cheerleading squad decided it was a good idea to kind of just starve themselves for a little while so we can, like, look good for this game, this football game, I was like, all right, cool, you know, I'll do it. And I thought it was a phase for a while, and what turned out to be a quote-unquote phase turned into 2 years of basically starving myself and basically not taking care of my body. And eventually my body just gave out, and I wound up in a hospital room in the intensive care unit when they were basically monitoring my kidneys, my heart, everything. I mean, I just, to the point where it was like every muscle that needs potassium, magnesium, all of the electrolytes so that your body can function was being monitored. And I mean, I remember trying to cry and I couldn't cry. I mean, it was deep. It was really, it was spiritual, it was physical, it was emotional, it was a mental battle. I mean, it was a lot of stuff. And all this time I'm still in church. So why I'm telling you this is that, you know, you can be someone who goes to church and still have crazy issues. Going to church doesn't necessarily mean you know God. And so here's the thing, like, I was doing all the right things. I guess you could say it looked like from the outside I was a good kid. I got good grades. I was basically, I stayed out of trouble. I didn't date guys, even though I tried to put on a front, like, you know, okay, yeah, I can, you know, I can hang, but really I was scared out of my mind. But, you know, and so here I am in this hospital room, and all of these things, all these thoughts are flooding through my mind, and
yeah.
I'm nervous, I'm scared, I'm hurt, I don't feel good. I mean, you know, and here all of a sudden I look, and there's a man to my right, and he's in the intensive care unit with me, and he's actually dying. And wow. So I heard the nurse say, you know, this man is not going to make it through the night. And I remember thinking, God, I'm in a hospital room where someone is actually dying. And I was like, I don't belong here. I don't belong here. And I just remember crying out to God, and at that moment, just feeling the power of God, the presence of God,
yeah.
just come into my heart in such a way and come over my life in such a way where I literally felt the love of God. I literally felt that, you know, God was real for the first time. And I literally felt as I was praying and talking to him that I was going to be okay, that God was going to see me through this, that he was going to change my ways. And I'm leaving everything in his hands, literally like crying, like boo-hoo, crazy crying.
Yeah.
And just saying, God, I'm so sorry for the way I've treated my body, the temple that, you know, that is my body. I'm so sorry for the sin, basically, that I've... And I knew, in my heart, I knew that it was sin. It wasn't like, okay, here I am, I'm suffering with these issues. It's true, but I also knew that part of me was rebellious and part of me was angry and so frustrated about everything at home that really I wanted it to all be over. That if God could just wipe me out of the face of the earth, that would be, like, cool, because then I wouldn't have to deal with it anymore.
Mm.
And really... It was partly depression. It was partly this eating disorder. And then it was also a spiritual battle. So I really believe that God showed me that he was real at that moment. Everything that I had learned in church, my mother who taught me how to pray from a young age. I mean, this woman was, I mean, I come from a Caribbean home. So my mom is Dominican and boy, she could pray.
Yeah.
She would sit there and say, let me tell you something. Anytime you need to talk to the Lord, the Lord is right there for you. He listens to everything that you say. And she would always call us and gather me and my sisters. Come on, we need to talk to the Lord. And I was like, Mom, come on, it's midnight.
Yeah.
So what do you think? The Lord goes to sleep? The Lord don't go to sleep. I'd be like, oh, Mom. But you see, that is training a child in the way that he or she should go.
Yes.
And when they get older, they will not depart. So I believe my mom... God used my mother to plant those seeds in my heart. And at that moment in that hospital room, when I needed strength, when I needed to be encouraged, when I needed to find hope, it was there that I remembered that Jesus was real, that I could talk to him and go before him, and that I could tell him everything that was on my heart, and that he would hear me, and he would deliver me, and he would heal me. And that is exactly what happened. He healed my body. I want to tell you, about 3 to 4 days later, I was out of the hospital. I was out.
Wow.
And I think I left that hospital so fast. I was like, I'm not looking back. I was like, Jesus, I'm never going back there.
And I'm going
to
hold
your hand. You take me where you want me to go, and I'm going to go, and I'm going to follow you. And I tell you that the Lord has been so faithful that he knows I can't do it on my own strength, but he's been helping me to keep that promise.
Praise
and
God.
So, I, you know, now I'm in my 20s, and I can say, you know what, God, I can't believe it. It feels like it was just yesterday that I was in that situation, and here, you know, time has passed. I'm married now, and I'm able to take this message, this story of how God can heal, he can restore, he can change. He can literally take your mindset and completely turn it around and do a 360 and use what gifts you have so that he can be glorified. You know, if there's anyone out there listening who may feel like, you know, I'm not worth anything, I'm not good enough, I couldn't be on a stage, or I couldn't be out there ministering because I just don't have what they have. That's baloney, man. If God has given you some gifts, if God has given you even the desire to do it, I would say find yourself someone who can mentor you, someone who can guide you. Pray about it. Go to your knees. I'm seriously, like, pray about it. And ask the Lord to really show you if this is the direction you need to go in. And if he's telling you yes, and if he's providing support from elsewhere, then you go and you move on faith like Joshua. He told Joshua to go forward, and he would be with him.
Yeah.
All the way. But Joshua had to take those steps. So at some point, you know, you also have to have faith and trust that God is calling you to go, and you go. You go on, so you may not know what it looks like. Look, I moved to Philly with no money, no place to live, no job, no family, nothing. And God said, he closed every door in New York, and he opened the doors to Philly to go and do music ministry. Now, tell me if that doesn't sound crazy. And my whole family thought I was nuts.
Yeah.
And here I am at 21 years old, and I'm going, what the heck, God? What is going on? He said, go to Philly. I went to Philly, and the Lord provided a place to stay. He provided a job where I could earn enough money, exactly what I was making in New York, to pay off my bills.
Praise God. I prayed
about going back to school. The Lord provided a job eventually where I could go to school for free because I worked for university.
Yeah.
And that was all through prayer. The Lord made it possible for me to record my first CD, and I didn't even know that I could do that. Training, development. The Lord provided an amazing man of God for my life that I completely adore, and I'm so thankful that he's in my life. That's that's my king, my honey, my everything. I thank God so much for all the blessings in my life. Look, I tell you, everything that I have, the Lord has given me, and it's because that's what God wanted for me. And in walking in His plan and in His will, He provides for you. He takes care of you. So I say, seek first the kingdom of heaven. This is what the Bible says. Seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and all its righteousness. Yes. And then all of these things will be added unto you. And I can't even tell you how real that is and has been in my life.
Wow. Listen, you guys are hearing a lot from Michelle, her whole testimony. Look, we're going to go to a song that Michelle dropped recently featuring Lecrae and Flame called Our Generation on Yada.King Radio. Let's check it out.
Focus, my generation so cold, you could say we frozen. 1 Peter 2:9 on the moment we chosen. We not only voted, we're devoted to change. And we not only quoted, we probably wrote what they saying. I mean, I know you see us on the block, but we know the guy that owns the block. When you see us roam the block, it's true that we condone the rock, but not the rock itself. The one that took the nails, the one that will prevail over death and tore the veil. My generation is known for being complacent, but don't change the station, cause we might change the nation. I promise you haven't seen us, but we get in rare form. When the spirit uses the scriptures and it gets us to conform. It's nothing, we ain't bluffing, catch us rushing through the doors. Hollin' Jesus Christ is Lord,
Jesus Christ is Lord.
Promise that you'll never turn your back on me. And I promise that I'll never turn away from.
Y'all had a chance to sit down with Michelle Bonilla, talk to her a little bit about her trip to Uganda. It was amazing. She had actually just got in the doors prior to this interview. So she was like, hey, I got to tell you guys a little bit about that. And I was like, man, we want to know about that here on Yada Dot King Radio. So this is a little bit about her trip to Uganda.
Oh, wow. Well, this will be, I want to say, Don, you actually would have the first interview because my husband got so much footage, video, pictures, everything from, you know, when we first landed to the end of the concert to meeting with the orphanage. I mean, we're going to be sharing this for the record. I just want to say we will be sharing all of this information. I'll be posting stuff on Facebook, on Twitter, on YouTube. We'll probably put something together really nice and let people see and my experience. You know, I'm very open and honest about, you know, a lot of the stuff that I try to be as transparent as possible. So in Uganda, I want to say it was just this is just, and I'm struggling a little to put it into words. I'm going to do my best here. From the time that we got there, I mean, I don't even know. I don't know if I should tell you how we got there. Basically, was there was a radio station out there called Power 104.1 FM, and they have been, apparently they had a hold of my music from the first CD, the first record. So they were playing cuts like Phenomenal, Paraíso, Sin Ti, and it had been there for quite some time. So we never knew. And here, In Spite of Me dropped in 2010 in April, and somehow they got a copy of the record there. And after the release party, I want to say we may have heard sometime this summer, they were telling us that I Love You had been number one. And by the time they called us to come out, I Love You had been number one, I think at least for, I don't know, over 6 weeks, and I don't even know how long. And they basically were saying, you know, we are doing a festival out here called Fat Fest, P-H-A-T Fest, and basically we're trying to host it at a rugby grounds, which is called Chadondo Grounds, and it was where they held the World Cup last year, and it was bombed. Tragically, it was bombed, and 85 people died. And eventually, they linked those bombings to Al Qaeda, and so they had really crazy tight security. The place was shut down. They had nobody was allowed on the ground. And then eventually, you know, it became sort of this place of tragedy and desolation instead of, you know, a place of where people would go to have fun. And rugby is a huge thing out there. Rugby is like soccer here, so it's a big thing over there. And basically, they have a group called Intercessors for Uganda, and they're a group of men that go out to pray, and they're dedicated to praying for the issues in Uganda. And they went out to pray, and they believed that God was calling them to do the event there, that God was going to bring healing, that he was going to basically turn that event that was used for evil and use it for good. And so they dedicated the ground. They believed that God was going to be in the midst there, and they started advertising that they were going to do this concert there. And they told people that there was going to be a surprise guest. And they told me that I was the surprise guest, but they didn't tell them who was the surprise guest. So, you know, they didn't know what to expect. They weren't sure if they were going to get a big crowd or what, but they said, you know, we're going to go on faith, and we're going to believe that God is going to reach this generation. Their target audience was 16 to 35, and they wanted to show young people that, you know, they're the future of Uganda and of the world, and that God can use them mightily, and that they don't need to be afraid. They need to trust God, and that Christianity is not, you know, something that's for old people, but it's, you know, it can be fun, that it's life-changing, and that once Christ changed your heart, that, you know, you're a new creation, and that you can do all things through Christ's strength. So that's a message. They're really trying to get that out there. And then it was a historic place. So it was an honor to be asked to come, and myself included with another artist named Isaac Blackman. They had a lot of international artists. So they brought me from the States, Isaac from Trinidad and Tobago. They brought some artists from Kenya, and I forget other parts of Africa. And I mean, this concert was, when we put the footage, you'll see, it was booming crazy. I have never seen anything so intense in my life. I was sitting there going, what? I mean, people are going nuts. I mean, they are so hyped for Jesus. It was unbelievable. It was like the most, I think even more hyped than any of the festivals I've seen here in America. It was really, really crazy. So we're there and I'm like, I'm thinking, God, this is just one part of it. I'm over here doing, you know, getting ready for the concert. I'm thinking, God, how did we wind up here? This doesn't make any sense. I'm from Brooklyn, New York. What the heck, you know? And I'm sitting here trying to like make sense of it. I'm like, how are we doing? And you know, the whole time I'm sitting here going, God, thank you for the opportunity. Thank you so much for just even believing that I can be here. And I pray that you move, that your spirit be, you know, just that will just fill this place in such a way. And that's exactly what happened. I'm telling you, man, I closed my eyes. All I know is that when I opened my eyes, everybody, people were singing the songs. I don't even know how they knew the songs. I was like, how do you know Spanish? This doesn't make sense. I was sitting there, I feel like, God, this is so surreal. But the Spirit of God was so strong there. And, you know, people were receiving Christ. And just the fact that the turnout was so huge for them, that was major. They didn't know what to expect. But that showed them that people were willing to move on beyond what happened last year, that people are no longer afraid, that they're willing to see that God can restore, can bring healing, that the Ugandans are a people of peace, and they wanted to show the whole nation that, you know, that's what they're about. They're a peace-loving people who love God and who want to make a difference in the whole world.
Awesome, man. So check this out. We're going to go to another song from Michelle Bonilla. The song is called In Spite. And you know how we do it on Yada That King. Turn your music up. Let's get it in.
I don't know how I made it without. Jehovah Shalom, we each teach one attack of the clones. The wake up, track slapping your dome. Let us work soak deep in your soul. Mic master, the master's teaching. Hands up, keep reaching the sky. Alive in the most high, past the day that we die. An outcast to this world like Big B.O.I. Please be advised, that me not no toy like Richard Pryor. Don't try selling me lies, I'm fairly wise. Wolves in the skies, abusing you, ruling your lives. Watch this remnant ride for my side. Watch for high tide, the Lord is your God. Hands pierced, body was tore for your life. And mine, my mind is a barrel of a nine. Shoot with his light that blinds. Designed by the I am, so I gotta give him my hands up. I came to take you higher. I came to bring you the fire. He is the flame, the Messiah. So you should get your hands up higher. I came to take you higher. I came to bring you the fire. He is the flame, the Messiah. So you should get your hands up higher. This whole celestial sphere is God's handball. We stand tall at its core, understand y'all. Man's fall rooted in deception. Truth is the institute of the Lord. His sword is my weapon. Slice a snake stepping. Break bread with brethren. We elevate, meditate, word settles in. From out the belly of the beast, ride beats like I'm on top of a beast. Pounding down streets, Jesus none higher now. Don't that sound sweet? My soul leaks, letting God speak through his child. Unworthy though, as the world goes round. Lauren told you on the guitar, it all falls down. When walls crumble to ground, he's there for your saving face. Forever bathing, this grace amazing. Trailblazing, my bell paid in. I'ma praise his name, the Alpha Omega, the fire, the flame, yeah. I came to take you higher. I came to bring you the fire. He is the flame, the Messiah. So you should get your hands up higher. I came to take you higher. I came to bring you the fire. He is the flame, the Messiah. So you should get your hands up higher. Second to none, the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost. Praise God, tell him comatose. Spit fire, let it roast. I boast the King Christ, the Lamb, the sacrifice, Lord of the afterlife. Came to take us to the highest heights. Beside us at nights, I dare bite the hand that leads me. Freeze me, no fees needed. All he says is believe me. So now we moving on up like Wheezy. Talk greasy, the thought of his wrath should leave knees weak. I pray you be more meek and slow to speak than repent. Call on Christ and let your sins get rinsed. Now you on the side of the fence where God dwells. Creator, he's all none greater. The most high heavens what awaits us. So stay prayed up and send all of his praise up. Amazed at what he gave for us. The reason I'm here. I came to take you higher. I came to bring you the fire. He is the flame, the Messiah. So you should get your hands up higher. I came to take you higher. I came to bring you the fire. He is the flame, the Messiah. So you should get your hands up higher.
No matter your situation, we're about to praise him. He's so amazing. Today is the day, no wasting. We all gon' face him. You now rockin' with the gym.
Hey yo, what's up?
Yo, what's up?
What? Christian hip hop has emerged.
Hello.
Define what is hip hop.
Yo.
The real hip hop.
Ladies and gentlemen,
get ready.
Has emerged.
What you waiting for? Let's go.
SunderSouth.com, the online source for all hip hop.
This is the one.
CD reviews. The latest news.
And your very own community profile.
Are you
SunderSouth.com,
where you can shop the hip hop music store with free music downloads.
There's free music.
Listen to Christian Hip Hop Radio.
Watch videos on the TV network.
And more. And more. At the South. At the South.com.
The South.com.
You know who it is?
The South.com. The life in hip hop.
California.
West Coast weapon.
West Coast fire is now online.
Online.
A new gospel hip hop site.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You feel me?
Video chat rooms,
online community,
and most of all,
yo, turn it up,
Jesus.
Yeah.
Log on to WestCoastFire.com now.
Streaming online.
Music resource on the West Coast.
West Coast Fire.com.
Yo, that song right there was The Gym, Higher. We're going higher in God, man. And what we're going to talk about is just some things that we have to make sure we are continuing to deal with and continuing to get under control. Somebody emailed or texted me today about a topic that he wanted us to talk about, and that was depression. He said, hey, his family is going through things. His father is getting surgery. His mom is really kind of stressed right now, and it's causing him to be depressed. And Michelle, I just want to, you know, ask you, what, first of all, with his situation, what are some things that you would say that he should do to have joy in the situation, even though it's a tough situation to go through?
Oh, man. Look, I can't even imagine what he's feeling. So I know you're thinking about your family, you're thinking about your mom and your dad, and, you know, I'm sure that's affecting you in a way that maybe you can't even put into words. Maybe you're scared, you're afraid, you know. And these are all natural feelings, especially when something, you're going through a difficult trauma. So,
yeah.
But I want to acknowledge that first and say, you know, I hear you. But I would also say that in the midst of hearing you, I know one of the ways in which Satan tries to get a hold of us is through our mind. He tries to get a hold of our thoughts and try to put doubt in our minds that, you know, what if this doesn't work out right? What if? But I'll tell you, even though you can say in the flesh, there is a chance this stuff may not go right. What if?
Mm-hmm.
But I'll tell you that God is bigger than the doubt, and then he's bigger than the what if.
Can I keep it
and
real?
When you're tempted to give in to the seed of doubt, which if it takes root in your heart can lead to depression,
yeah.
Because what happens if you start believing that seed of doubt is real and that's the reality, and then you begin to give in to that reality, when you start to see the situation in your flesh through the natural eye, then it's very easy to get discouraged, and it's very easy to live in self-pity, and it's very easy to get depressed and live there. But that's not what God calls us. God, you know, tells us that he's not given us a spirit of fear, right? But of power, love, and a sound mind. And this is so important when you think about any issue. Now I don't want to discount this. You know, this can be with any you know, particular issue. I know one of my singers who went with me to Uganda. Her grandmother passed away the day before we get on a plane to go to Africa.
Yeah.
And her whole family is going to Puerto Rico to bury their grandmother, and she's on a plane doing ministry. And it was the most insane situation where we're thinking, God, how in the world? How? But all this time, God is doing a work in their family, and God is doing a work in her heart. And she was so encouraged, and she, you know, the Lord has given her such a grace to deal with it. And I can only tell you that in difficult situations, when you feel that, you know, you're giving into that seed of doubt and you're giving into that hopelessness, that you counteract that with prayer, that you counteract that with worship, that you get into the Bible and you start to read about all the promises that God has for us. And they are true, you know, that that God has not given us a spirit of fear, that he is there, that he has never leave, he will not leave us nor forsake us, right? That he does not slumber, that he does not sleep, that he is watching us, that he is forever present. God is real, man. He's serious. He wants you to cry out to him in this time. He doesn't want you to sink into depression. Mm. He wants you to take the situation that you're in, to give it back to him and say, now, God, I'm trusting you with it. You handle it. I can't, but you can. And that's exactly what you need to do. You can't walk around and say, oh, I can't. Yeah, you can't. We can't. In our natural, we don't have the power. But through Christ, man, I'm telling you, a miracle can be done, and you don't even know. Like, you just, you just go in. He may decide to do something, he may decide to do nothing, but I will tell you this, he will give you peace.
Yes.
He will strengthen you. And what you need to do in this time, this very sensitive time, is keep it in prayer, and you trust that God is in control. And when you're tempted to give in to that fear, you counteract that with some more prayer. And in your mind, you just go back and you say, God, I trust you. God, I know that you will work this out for our good and for your glory. God, I believe that you're in the midst of this situation right now. Dear God, I pray. I'm actually going to pray for this young man's father. In the name of Jesus now, God, I just pray now for my friend and for his mom and his dad, God. And only you know, God, the hurt that he is feeling right now. Only you know, God, the desperation that is in the heart of his mom and in his heart, God. And God, only you know how complicated the situation is, God. But I know, God, that you are more than able, God, to do above all and exceedingly, God, anything we could ever ask or think, God, you've got it, God. Lord, and we pray now that you, Lord, place your power, God, Lord, your healing hands over this man, God, that the doctor that will perform the surgery, God, will be, Lord, not necessarily him just doing this surgery, God, but you in the midst of that surgery, God, Lord, that you will allow this surgery to go well, that it will be successful, God, that it will bring the healing necessary, God, Lord, that you will work in the heart of my friend, God, who is feeling slightly depressed now, God, who may be feeling like he doesn't know how to hope, God, but Lord, you ask us to hope in you, God. Lord, you are the hope of glory, God. You are all that we have, God. If we don't have you, we can't open you. We can't open anything, God. So I pray that now in the name of Jesus, you strengthen my friend, God. You give him courage, God. Boldness, God. Lord, any doubt in the name of Jesus, God, we pray that you remove it, God. And we pray that, Lord, your spirit be present in that place, God. And when your spirit is present, God, things happen, God. Lives are changed, God. And in the name of Jesus, we pray now that you be with his mother, with his father in that surgery, with the doctors, God, Lord, that you perform the miracle that they need in the name of Jesus, God. You be there, God. Lord, that you do your work in them, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. And that's something that we do too, man. We take, anytime you hear something like this, it's our job to just go into prayer, man. And the people are like, yes, amen. This is something that we got to do. But let's go ahead and talk about just depression, kind of some things that you dealt with and how God has even pulled that away from you. And now you can say, hey, I am fearfully and wonderfully made, as you said earlier.
Oh, yeah. That was also part of the story, like I was saying earlier about, you know, dealing with anorexia. I think it went hand in hand. What I can say to that situation of depression is it almost always, you know, there's always times where even it tries to haunt me now. You know, the ideas of like, you know, even I have moments where I can think pretty low and sometimes feel like, oh, God, I'm so tired, I'm exhausted, because I'm human and I have those moments. But what I can tell you is that when my husband and I, you know, when I get a chance to talk to him and I get a chance to pray with him and we, you know, we go before God, I realize, wait a second, it is exactly that. It's that we take our eyes off of God and we put them on ourselves and we put them on our situation. And when you do that, yeah, that situation is really depressing. Look, who feels good about not being able to pay their rent on time or their bills on time?
Right.
You know, nobody, you know. who feels good about losing their job? And nobody, you know. Who feels good about having some disease or having a family member who's dealing with a disease or an illness that, you know, is life-threatening? Nobody. You know, these are traumatic events, tragic events and situations that can really depress you, especially when you stay focused on it, because you can sit there and talk to the doctors and they'll give you, oh, sorry, you know, you have a 3% chance of life. It's like, whoa, that's depressing.
Yeah.
You know, and you think about it and say, God, this is hopeless. This is a hopeless situation. But I think when we keep our eyes fixed on God, the situation changes. And even if God chooses now. This is very. Let me make this very clear.
Mm-hmm.
God may choose to do something in your life, and He may choose to keep that thorn in the flesh. Whatever He chooses to do, you got to believe that God is sovereign and that it is meant for your good and for His glory. And even if you can't see the full purpose now, you will see it later. So this is my thing. It's like, you may not be able to see, like, my friend who we took to, you know, went to Uganda. Just so happened she's headed to Uganda. Her grandmother passes. How and why? We don't know.
Right.
But in God's sovereignty, for whatever reason, that is what he allowed.
Mm-hmm.
We have to keep trusting that God knows what he's doing, and that he's not doing stuff to hurt us. He's not some cosmic killjoy who's up there like, you know, ha, I'm going to cause issues and pain for you people. Just, it's not what God does. He's not causing anything in our life, but he's constantly testing our faith, and he's constantly asking us to trust him. And I believe that that's where God wants us. He wants us in a place where we can trust him. He wants us in a place where we have to constantly depend on him, not on our technology, our iPhones, our Macs, our cars, our jobs, you know, our health. This is not what God wants us to trust. He wants us to trust fully on him. And if he has to get our attention, or if he has to allow a situation to cause us to pray, I don't know about you, but a lot of times when things are really, really good in my life, I forget to pray sometimes. You know, and it's like, okay, you know, I'm talking to God in my head. I'm like, but I'm not taking that time to get in my word like I need to. But let something happen, boy. Let something happen, boy. I'm running to my knees. I'm like, wait a second, hold up.
Man, you're going.
But it's the truth, and this is human nature. This is the stuff that we got to battle every day, you know, me included. I don't care what preacher you see on television. That person is a man or a woman. They are flesh and blood.
Mm.
They have issues just like you have issues. I have issues just like you have issues. We're all people. I don't care how much money you have. I don't care who your name is. I don't care what you have issues. And at the end of the day, you struggle like I struggle.
Wow.
So we all have to, you know, sit back and say, look, all right, God, you know, it may be for whatever reason, God wants to get our attention. And he oftentimes uses pain, and he oftentimes uses dramatic and traumatic situations to get our attention. But at the end of the day, when we trust God, I know more times than not in my life, I have seen God work through some crazy things that I thought I would never get through. I saw my mother struggle with depression for a long time. One time, I remember her being so far depressed that she ran out into the streets and she almost got hit by a car. And
wow.
I remember just running after her and grabbing, Mom, you know, like, and it was after a really crazy bout with my dad. And it was a low point in our family. So I say that, you know, not very easily. It's not an easy thing to say, but I can tell you that God worked through that. And my mother tells the story all the time of how she felt when she cried out to God in her lowest point, when she was taking medication that the doctor prescribed for her, supposedly antidepressant medication. She said she took the pills, she threw them, and she'll tell me the story every time. She threw them to the ground and she cried out to God, and she said, in the name of Jesus, I will not take these pills anymore.
Yes.
She said, Father God, in Jesus' name, take this away from me. And if anybody can do it, you can do it. She said she felt like a black bird lifted off of her chest. And she said it was gone. And from that day forward, she never felt that. So I'm not going to tell you that that's the experience everyone is going to have, but I am going to tell you that whatever you're going through, God can remove it. He's a healer. He can do any. You got to trust that he can do it. And then you make up your mind to believe God. You know, we know the song, we shall believe the report of the Lord. That's what we need to do.
Amen.
We got to trust that God got it, man. You know, stop thinking that, you know, all right, I know that in church they tell us that God can do it. No, man, that's not in church. The Bible says he's got it. Lay your burdens on him.
Yes.
He will make your yoke easy and your burden light. That's what he wants.
Wow.
He wants that. He doesn't want you to carry it. He wants you to give it to him. He wants you to say, God, I can't. Take it. You take it.
Michelle, what you're saying in a nutshell is you have a song about this whole thing called Your Show. Can you tell them about that song right quick? Because that's the song we're going into right now.
Oh, yeah. The show, Your Show, is about God being in control of your life. And really, I just wanted people to know, like, in my life, he's running the show. It's not me. I'm not in control. You know, he's the one calling the shots. And I would rather trust him any day and try to act like I know what I'm doing, because the minute I think I know what I'm doing, I'm going downhill.
Yeah.
And that's not where I want to go. So it's about God being in control, and hopefully encouraging people who know the Lord to actually, you know, continue to make that commitment. I know we say, I want to thank the Lord who's ahead of my life, my first favorite. And we say, well, we have a lot of sayings, but are we really living it? You know? And for those who don't know the Lord at all, to know that making God, making Christ the Lord of your life, making Him the ruler of your heart, and having Him, you know, transform your life, there's no better way to live. So let that, let your life be God's show. Let Him do what He wants to do through you.
Amen. So we're going to check that song out here on Yada.com Radio by Michelle Bonilla.
Write the pages of my life like a famous award-winning playwright. You take your time until you're satisfied. You see right through me. You tear down my walls, my impersonations. You work on me in spite of all my imperfections. Oh, all that I need is your love. You shower me with grace from above. See everything.
Spirit, you can hear it in my lyrics. Yes, I got the right stuff like new kids. kids on the block, but I roll with the rock with his eyes on his flock.
Good shepherd, homie.
It ain't a thing that can stop.
He raised so I can knock his reign or a spot.
Check his wrecking wounded. Like Jeremiah, got that fire in my bones so hot.
And my entire soul desire spitting flows that got
the Jesus all up in him, cause I'm cut from his denim. Oops, I mean his jeans, not the kind that drop below a man's waist belt, missing ass.
Who
gon' represent the gang and gon' give you
I
that?
I got Holy Ghost fire in my bones, all shut up. Burn, baby, burn, though the feeling won't let up. The gates of hell scared, cause God's people fed up. So if you got that fire, go on, let me see you get up. A priest fire, I'm a priest fire. Holy Ghost down and my soul never tire. I'm a priest fire, I'm a priest fire.
Put your hands in the air, lift the name of Jesus higher.
I flame on, hotter than napalm. My daddy's so super like hero, no cape on.
Righteousness, yes, covers chest like an apron. Shield full of faith, fiery darts don't phase on.
I get my praise on, if they want a clown like Ronald. I lift his name higher, get him fired like Donald Trump. Hands go up, marathon flow. Yes, I keep running like Forrest Gump. Is your stump rooted in the word? If not, you don't stack up like broken buck bed.
Yes, the sun bled, even crumbs fed. The woman whose daughter vexed like, come get your healing. Yes, the master's arms open, right? Living water flowing out smooth like a broken
pipe. I got that Holy Ghost fire in my bones, all shut up. Burn, baby, burn, though the feeling won't let up. The gates of hell scared, cause God's people fed up. So if you got that fire, go on, let me see you get up. A priest fire, I'm a priest fire. Holy Ghost down and my soul never tire. I'm a priest fire, I'm a priest fire.
Put your hands in the air, lift the name of Jesus higher. I'ma keep on burning and yearning, you stay determined. I'm learning the current state of discernment. It's something foreign like German. My epidermis is hurting, I mean my flesh, it got murdered. Ever since the curtain was ripped, my fellowship is returning.
Some of y'all got that Hebrew boy type desire, surrounded by the flames, but you never catch fire. I'm so tired of preaching to the choir, so if you light me up, bet my flame burn brighter.
The Christ last instructions were to tarry for that Holy Ghost fire that was given in Acts 2. It holds power, and not everybody anointed, so what you operating in?
I got that Holy Ghost fire in my bones, all shut up. Burn, baby, burn, though the feeling won't let up. The gates of hell scared, cause God's people fed up. So if you got that fire, go on, let me see you get up. A priest fire, I'm a priest fire. Holy Ghost down, and my soul never tire. I'm a priest fire, I'm a priest fire.
Put your hands in the air, lift the name of Jesus higher.
Yes, y'all, that was SM Soldier. Song is called Preach Fire. You know what I'm saying? And that's what we got to do. Speaking of preaching fire, my goodness, if Michelle's not breathing fire over there in the other line, I don't know what's going on. But she's really preaching. If you're not with us in the live stream, you are missing a lot. So you got to join us. But Michelle Bonilla, tell the people what's going on, what's coming up next with your career, and you know how they can get a hold of you.
All right, well, I want to definitely say that I'm grateful. We are working on a new project. It's starting to get underway. I'm doing basically a lot of the gathering of song ideas, musicians, and I want to say what it could be about, but I'm not for certain that I can say that yet. I have to make sure I check with my husband and it's cool. When it is cool, I'm going to post it on Twitter and Facebook, let you guys know what I'm doing. For the immediate future, that's like the music thing. We're looking to have something done, hopefully. I would hope to get it done by the end of 2011, and maybe it'll be out in 2012. So we'll see. That kind of thing. I like to take my time doing CDs because my thing is I want to do something well done, and if it takes me a while to do something, I'd rather it take a while than come out with something that's really, really quickly and it's not as good. And for me, music is so beautiful, so I like to take my time with it, especially when I'm doing authentic cultural stuff, and I want to make sure that I'm true to the style of music that it is. So anyway, that kind of stuff. So I'm working on it now. You can definitely expect some worship, because that's basically how I started. So I think that's part of where my heart is. So you can expect some more of that. we're definitely going to have some fun stuff. I still, you know, I still love the bump. I still love the 808. I can't help it.
Yeah.
And, you know, so you'll still have, you know, some flavor that, you know, that my friends and my supporters love. So we're definitely going to keep true to that. But that's all I can say for now. The immediate thing is that, you know, we're basically going wherever God calls us. We may be doing some other international things. I don't know. All I know is that it's like, wow, God, okay, what are you doing? So I'll be posting on Twitter. I try to let people know where I'm going and what I'm doing so people can pray for me. I'm really big on having people pray for me and be praying for others. I learned, this is one, I'll do a real quick side note. There's this one message I was listening to by John MacArthur, and I don't know if you've had a chance to listen to, but he's got a website called Grace to You. And another one of my favorite teachers, Bible teachers, is John Piper, and he's got one called DesiringGod.org. Mm-hmm. And I was listening to their messages on the will of God and just understanding that. You know, sometimes it's, you think, oh, well, you know, what's the will of God? What's the will of God? And it's so mysterious, or you can't really put your finger on it. It seems like it's so abstract, and you're never going to really understand. But really, at the end of the day, what they were teaching was that God wants you to know what His will is. It's not supposed to be secret. He wants you to know what that is so that you can walk in it, so you can be blessed. And I was thinking about that, and I was saying, you know what, God? And part of John Piper's message was, not only is God's will that you be saved, spirit-filled, and sanctified, but that you be submissive to that will, that you suffer in that will, and that you always have a thankful heart. And at the end of the day, that you share those woes and those joys with the body of Christ. So I'm always sharing with the body of Christ. Because I just believe that aside from being an artist, that the Lord has called me to also create opportunities for people to, you know, encourage people, and wherever I can, if, you know, my resources go far enough, to be a person who gives and just to be there. Like I said, material things are not, it's not what I live for. It could be gone at any second, and I understand that. So at the end of the day, I'm like, okay, Lord, how can I help? How can I be of service to people? And my music is just one way I do that. And the other way is to share with people what I'm doing so people can be a part. If they can't do music, but they can pray. And I would love for them to use their gifts to pray. So let's pray. Let's keep the body of Christ in prayer. That's what I do. So you'll hear a lot about my stuff on Twitter. You can reach me through Facebook. I definitely respond to my tweets. It may take me a couple of days sometimes, depending on my schedule, but most times I respond back to people. I try to get, you know, personally connected with people. MichelleBonilla.com is another place where you can get my CD. I don't know if I have my t-shirts up there. I do have a t-shirt for Inside of Me, and I take them with me wherever I have concerts and stuff, but I'm not sure if I've posted them on the website yet. If they're not there, they will be there soon. And you can, you know, you can kind of support that way. Where else can you find me? I know if you want to buy music, you can go to like anywhere online, just plug in Michelle Bonilla, and you should be able to get it on iTunes or Amazon or any of those.
And Anessa actually said, Google Michelle Bonilla. You should find her. And Michelle, I definitely want to say thank you for spending time with us, especially after getting off the flight, you know. And man, we pray that you have a great night. Is there any last words that you want to say with us?
Man, I just want to say, Don, thank you for having me. I want to thank everybody who's been on the chat. I want to thank everybody who's been listening to Yada the King Radio. And I want to thank you, Don, for doing what you do, because I really, truly believe that radio is so strongly needed to promote the genre of music that we do. And not just to keep the music going, but you do a very important work. You help spread the gospel. You create the airways for people to spread the good news. And there are those that are listening right now that are hearing that. And there may be some listening that don't even know God, but they're listening. So, I mean, you're being used by the Lord. And I thank God for all the radio people that do the kind of work that you do. So, man, I'm blessed. Thank you so much for having me.
So, look, this is what we're going to do. We're going to go into this next song, TP, Bible in the Air, on Yada.King.
Put your Bible in the air. Bible in the busy. I'm not ashamed, I ain't going any whizzy. Can somebody please turn my microphone up so I can rep Christ on this track right his ear? Yeah, we rep Christ on the regular. Romans 1:16, I'm telling ya that Jesus Christ is alive, so we preach the gospel, now we ain't secular. No, don't ever get it confused. Jesus on my side, so I can't lose. I ain't boasting, cause I know it's only by grace through faith that I'm standing in my van shoes. Yeah, and you know how he does this. Holy Christ like songs on my playlist, and a blackberry bowl with the Bible. The time that I spend with God, so wireless. And I mean that literal, cause the battle that we fight is spiritual. So I feed myself on his word, put my Bible in the air, cause I ain't no nerd. I put my Bible in the busy. I ain't ashamed, I ain't going any whizzy. Can somebody please turn my microphone up so I can rip Christ on this track right his ear? I got my new King James. Some of these cats is doing the same. Studying the word to show myself approved, like it says in 2 Timothy 2:15. I got my NIVZ. The amplified version keeps me busy. New Living Translation goes hard with the most important things that is hidden in my heart. Yeah, but some dudes got it twisted. Could it be cause we look like misfits? They're like, I'm like, nah, I got church Sunday, I can't miss it. Put your Bible in the ears and let a 4-4. Not replacing your faith for a 4-4 or a 4-5. We rep the Lord by reflecting Christ in our life. We stay fly.
Harley and Grieve, but my swag so mean. Harley on time, but you never catch me late. Trying to get gold like I'm gutter with a cake. Me trying to get home like I'm filling off a base. Trying to do me like there ain't no other way. Trying to get my shine, been waiting in line for quite some time. Boys place me in the ditch, trying to block my shine. They'll watch around the hip just to waste of time. Relax your mind, let your conscience be free. You're now rocking with them boys from the UGP. What's used up? To live for the hammer, now I live for the nail. Cause I'd rather be free, not dead or in jail. Finna make it to the top, out chill. And only God can stop me, so just chill.
So fresh, so clean, got the swagger, look at me. I'm so fresh, so clean, got the swagger, look at me. I'm so fresh, so clean. Got the swagger, look at me, I'm so fresh, so clean. Got the swagger, look at me, I'm so fresh, so clean. Got the swagger, look at me, I'm so fresh, so clean. Got the swagger, look at me, I'm so fresh, so clean. Got
the swagger, look at me, I'm so fresh, so clean. Got the swagger, look at me, I'm so fresh.
Insults occur, yeah. Don't just kill, it's a massacre. Them amateurs ain't seen this work. Grown man status, look and learn. Yeah. Step on the scene, noggin's turn. The ripe is picked, so stop your search. Pop a smurf of freshness, sir. Dr. Fresh, you just a nurse. Trying to ball, can't hang on my court. Nope. Look clean in whatever I sport. Yep. Call the medic, make it hurt. Swags and us, we don't rehearse. Dress like me, so unique. That's where the clean be at, capiche. Yeah. Only one person I'm trying to please. Yeah. He only made one of me, and I'm
so clean. Fresh, so clean. Got the swagger, look at me. I'm so fresh, so clean. Got the swagger, look at me. I'm so fresh, so clean. Got the swagger, look at me. I'm so fresh, so clean. Got the swagger, look at me. I'm so fresh, so clean. Got the swagger, look at me. I'm so fresh, so clean. Got the swagger, look at me, I'm so fresh, so clean. Got the swagger, look at me, I'm so fresh, so clean. Got the swagger, look at me, I'm
so fresh, so clean, so fresh. So clean, tell so I, fresh, so
yeah,
clean.
Yeah, and only yeah, God could judge me, cause I'm
so fresh, so clean,
tell
so
I,
fresh, so clean,
tell
so
I,
fresh, so clean.
Yeah, and yeah, he only made yeah, one of me, cause I'm
so fresh, so clean,
tell
so
I,
fresh, so clean,
tell
so
I,
fresh, so clean.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So fresh, so clean. Got the swagger, look at me, I'm so fresh, so clean. Got the swagger, look at me, I'm so fresh, so clean. Got the swagger, look at me, I'm so fresh, so clean. Got the swagger, look at me, I'm so fresh, so clean. Got the swagger, look at me, I'm so fresh, so clean. Got the swagger, look at me, I'm so fresh, so clean. Got the swagger, look at me, I'm so fresh, so clean. Got the swagger, look at me, I'm so fresh.
I would like to invite you to come and join us at New Creation Christian Center, a place where we are being made new by God's Word daily. Visit www.newcreationwa.org with Pastors Harold and Annis Franklin. Are you out of the area? Subscribe to our podcast in iTunes. Simply search New Creation Christian Center. Visit www.newcreationwa.org. New Creation Christian Center, the path to genuine life, where you could come as you are, but you just can't stay that way.
Yo, yo, what's up? This is your boy Frog, and you are listening right now to Yada King on Unity.com.
For all those that didn't know, you can catch Yada the King Radio out in Las Vegas right now.
Come check us out every Saturday.
Every Saturday
at 6 p.m. Your boys down in Las Vegas shining our lights
at unity.com. That's spelled www.uine-t.com. Catch us on KLAV AM 1230, the talk of Las Vegas, baby.
Shout out to DJ DBE.
And if you don't know, I got it a king. It's Don Christian.
Once again, this is your boy from Ribbit.
That's right. Yada the King Radio out in Las Vegas right now
on Unity.com.
Yes. So fresh, so clean. And the only reason we fresh and clean is because we have been redeemed by the King of all kings. And you know what we do? Yada the King. And man, that was UGP. The song was called So Fresh. And what we're going to do is talk about depression for just a little bit. Now, we got to understand that depression is something that we all go through. But with Christ, we have something that can delete depression. You know, and depression is, I looked up the definition for somebody's like, man, I don't know, am I depressed? Yeah, sometimes you might be when you're feeling blue, sad, unhappy, miserable, or down in the dumps. Most of us feel this way at one time or another. And then they also got something that they call clinical depression, which is a disorder in which feelings of sadness, loss, anger, and frustration interfere with everyday life. Now, I'm a strong believer that no matter what kind of depression you have, that God can deliver you from that, because I'm a believer of the word, you know. And just depression can come from, as we said, not being able to pay bills, focusing on things that in life that are tough. Going through tests and trials, anything that you go through, sometimes it can cause depression. But in the Word of God, it says in John 16:33, Jesus said this, I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. And what Jesus is saying right there is, yes, you're going to have trouble, but take heart. Know that I am with you. I'm going to help you get through it. And another way to get through depression is, as Nehemiah 8 talks about in verse 10, it says, go and enjoy choice food and sweet drinks and send some to those who have nothing prepared. And then he said this right here, do not grieve, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. And that's what we got to remember, that God is our strength. He is with us. No matter what, how bad things look, don't get down. Don't get depressed. Know that God is with you. He's going to keep you. He's going to be with you the whole time. We have some people in the live stream that actually shared what they were talking about on this topic. We had somebody that said, hey, I was feeling what you were talking about earlier, which was in Genesis 11:6. Go check that out. We have Deborah. She said, my computer went down. But she said, I went through depression for this past year, and the devil would want to isolate me and say that, you know, make me go through depression. But she said, I had to get into the word, and that's what helped me get through it. And not only just the word, but staying connected to other believers. So that's what we see, a way that she was able to escape depression. M.A. Double said, nobody really enjoys depression and suffering, but without it, I feel personally I could find myself falling in love with the world. But when it hurts me, it reminds me that I am not of this world. Wow, that's powerful. And we can find peace in Jesus and praising his holy name. That's awesome, man. And then Niles also said, Exodus 3:7-8, then the Lord told him, I have certainly seen the oppression of my people. Yes, I am aware of their suffering. So I have come to rescue them. And that's how we got to look at it. What we're going through, God can heal, God can change, because we serve a God who is the strongest. I mean, there's no God like our God. Who is like our God? There's none other. Young Rebel also said, I went through an extreme depression in 2009. When I got out of it, I grew closer to God, and I am going through it again, but I haven't given up. But I will know that I need to continue to get closer to God. And he will. Brother Young Rebel, he actually is the one that brought up the topic today. And know this, that we did this all to show you that God can get you through your situation. Do not be depressed. Know that God is there to encourage you, to strengthen you, and he's not going to leave you nor forsake you. Amen. And the last thing that I had was somebody from Twitter. He actually hit me up, and this is what he had to say about this. And like I said, you guys follow us on Twitter. Yada King, and we would definitely chop it up, get with you. He said we shouldn't be depressed, but the truth is our God is bigger than anything that could come up against us. Truly, only faith can overcome it, and we gotta have faith in God, and that's really what's up. So man, I had a great time. I pray that this episode will really impact your life. Once again, if you guys got prayers, feel free to give us a call, 425-243-4285, or hit us up at yada.king.com and just contact any way that you want. And we'll get in contact with you. We'll pray with you and understand that, hey, that's what our job is. Also, we got the Android app for all those that have been wondering. And Frog is an Android officially. He's no longer iPhone, but go get that. I'm out of here. It's your boy Don Christian. God bless. Ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da king. Shabakta king. I yada da king. I yada da king. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we out of the king. Shabakta king. We out of the king. We out of the king.
And now, a lesson on servanthood by Professor Pettibone.
The most honorable position, according to the Bible, is that of servanthood. Hence, I shall serve George by bringing him this cup of coffee. Here you go, George.
Why, thank you.
Oh, you take cream in your coffee, don't you?
That's okay, I'll get it.
Oh, thank you. Now, Jesus told us, whoever wants to become great among you must be your servant.
While I'm in here, can I get you a cup of coffee?
Oh, certainly, thank you. The servant's heart.
Cream and sugar?
Two lumps, please. No cream.
Got it.
The servant's heart is humble, Jesus told us, whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and whoever humbles himself will be exalted.
Here's your coffee.
Thank you.
And I made some chocolate cake. I thought you might like a piece.
Wonderful. Thank you, George. Yes, well, there you have it. It is important to be a servant, as I have so humbly illustrated. Haven't I, George?
Oh, right. Thank you for the coffee.
Just part of being a servant.
Another message from Lifeline Productions, the comic strip of radio at lifelinepro.com.